Hey, baby. I just called to check in on you. Do you miss me yet? Good. I just wanted to make sure you didn't forget to put the trash out and feed the dog. I'm sorry. I know I wrote a list and everything, but you know how I worry? Anyway, the trip is great so far. I still can't believe they booked us a trip as good as this just to do some team building. You won't be hearing me complain, though. It's like a free vacation, and that's just what I needed after all of the stress this merger has caused me. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful to still have my job, but it's difficult to see colleagues get fired and having to work with the very people that took their place. No, I know, you're right. I should try to enjoy myself a little and just relax. Actually, that's one of the reasons I called you, baby. Do you remember what we've been talking about these past few weeks? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm hinting at, sweetheart. God, I can't believe I'm actually bringing this up, but there is something I have to tell you. One of my new colleagues... Promise me you won't get angry, okay? Okay. So, the company has us staying in one of the finest hotels in the area, and there's this beautiful bar where I spend my evenings. The first night I spent there, I noticed one of my coworkers sitting not far from me. Babe, this guy is so handsome. The way he just sat there, enjoying his drink as I watched him, my eyes gliding across his body, inspecting every inch of him, seeing his muscular arms, his big hands firmly gripping his glass. All I could think of is how good they'd feel on me, how rough he would be, how he could throw me around without any effort at all. Sorry, sweetheart. I got a bit carried away there. Oh, you enjoy it. Well, in that case, let me tell you more. There was nothing I wanted to do more than tear his clothes off and make him take me right there in front of everyone. But I don't think that would leave a good impression on the rest of the team. So instead, I decided to take a more subtle approach. The next evening, before I went down to the bar, I dressed up a bit. I'm sure you remember the black dress you bought me. That's the one. The one that hugs my every curve so perfectly and shows off my shoulders. The pretty little dress in which I would catch any man's attention. And it sure enough caught his. I don't know whether it was my dress, my beautiful red lipstick, or the way I fluttered my eyelashes when he looked my way. But within no time, he sat down next to me and bought me a drink. Even though the conversation didn't hold much substance, I was hooked on his every word. Not because what he had to say was so interesting, but because every single word that came from his mouth hinted at something more than just a conversation. I could tell he was aching for me to show him what these gorgeous red lips could do, besides talk to him. And honestly, I wanted to show him, baby. I wanted to show him so badly. That brings me to the next part of the story. Although, this part still has to happen. This part still has to happen, because he's here with me right now, in my hotel room, listening to our conversation, baby. I've been stroking him to keep him hard, all throughout our conversation. Calm down, love. I know it's a bit of a shock, but you want this. Just keep listening and let it all happen. He's so hard for me, baby. It's so thick and veiny. I'm going to have a hard time wrapping my lips around this thing. Oh, don't worry, Stud. I'm gonna make you feel good. Come here. You'd love the sight of this, honey. Your sexy little girlfriend on her knees for a stranger, trying her best to fit this huge cock into her tiny little mouth. You should see him right now. He's looking down at me and it makes me feel so small. The look in his eyes is too much. The size of him, the size of his cock, the authority. I'm going to submit to him, baby. Use me, sir. You can use this pretty little mouth to your liking. Fuck my face, sir. Please. Dripping down my thighs. I want him to take me. He can have all of me. I'm going to let him fuck my brains out now. He's so big, baby. I'm going to come home all stretched out, and you love it. I can hear you pleasuring yourself to the sound of your pretty little girlfriend sucking off a stranger. And guess what? I fucking love it. The taste of his cock, the way he grabs my hair and forces me all the way down his shaft, the way he's gonna stretch me out. Oh, I love it all. Tonight, I'm going to be your slut, sir. Make my boyfriend listen while you take what's yours, while you stretch out my tight, wet little cunt with that thick cock of yours. Look at me, on my hands and knees for you. Wiggling my little butt around, presenting my sweet pussy to you. Take me. Oh, God. Oh, he's so big. I've never felt like such a filthy little whore before. Oh, seducing a stranger and letting him fuck me while my boyfriend listens? Do you like listening to your girl get pounded, baby? Oh, do you enjoy the thought of me on my hands and knees for another man? Letting him fuck me as hard as he wants? Just surrendering myself to him and his big fat cock? Because deep down, I'm a little slut, baby. Cock is big and tasty as his. I didn't even make him wear a condom. He's fucking your little girl's pussy raw. feeling my juices cover his cock while I'm moaning for him in pure ecstasy. Oh, sir, yes, sir. Oh, God, harder, sir. Oh, please, harder. Oh, I can feel my pussy gripping him. God, he feels so fucking good. He's getting me close. I can feel it building up inside of me. The way he's pounding into me, his ball slapping against my clit with every thrust. The way he's pulling my hair to make my back arch for him. Oh, I'm yours. I'm all yours, sir. Oh, God. Oh, make me come on that big fucking cock of yours. I want you to come inside of me. Oh, drive yourself into me as hard as you can. Make your little fucking slut come for you and fill her up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Baby? Good. You're still here. That was so good, baby. I'm such a mess now. His cum is still dripping out of me. Maybe when I get home, you can fuck me while I tell you all about how he felt inside of me. I'm going to take a shower now, and my friend here is going back to his room. Let's talk after my shower, okay, sweetie? I love you.